Those who knew him from Berkeley understood that this was a man with a remarkable flair for drawing others into his orbit. And those, like Dorothy McKibben, who met him for the first time in New Mexico, invariably found themselves eager to please him. "He made you do the impossible," McKibben recalled. One day she was called from Santa Fe to the site and asked if she would help to alleviate the ongoing housing crisis by taking over a lodge 10 miles up the road and turning it into housing for 100 employees. McKibben resisted. "Well," she protested, "I've never run a hotel before." At that moment, the door of Oppenheimer's office opened, and he stuck his head out and said, "Dorothy, I wish you would." He then withdrew his head and closed the door. McKibben said, "I will." "I think he had no great reluctance about using people," recalled John Manley. "If he found that people were useful to him, why, it was just natural to him to use them." But Manley thought many people, himself included, enjoyed being used by Robert because he did it so adroitly. I think that he really realized that the other person knew that this was going on. It was like a ballet, each one knowing the part and the role he's playing, and there wasn't any subterfuge in it.